Hello, freaks, and welcome to Radical Research. This is episode 129.5. Haven't done a 0.5 in a while, Hunter.
We've not. Hi, Jeff Wagner.
Well, hi. How are you?
I'm well.
And we're doing a 0.5, and I think we feel a little more sprightly when we do these before the full length. We'll be recording 1:30 tonight as well, but this will come out first.
Gets me in the mood every time.
You know what's great? What gets you in the mood every time?
A 0.5.
Fuck yeah, that's what she said.
Like it's a yeah, it's a episode foreplay. We have what Agalot calls the giggles.
We do. We're both in good moods. Do you know the last time we did a 0.5, speaking of good moods, was Autopsy Fiend for Blood, which was recorded like hours before my fire.
Yeah, God, that was a very long time ago.
And then we put it out, I think, like 2 months later, once I was kind of rebounding, and that was the first thing out. We find ourselves about 6.5 months from that, and we're both feeling giddy, and that's a good thing, man.
Yeah, three deep and half a dozen.
Three deep into half a dozen. So, you and I have pretty frenzied correspondence some days, text-wise, usually, and it's often about music. Go figure. It's sometimes about life, but it's often about music. And last night, as a bit of inspiration, I was like listening to something in the car. It's a new album, and it's a Norwegian album, and I'm really into it. My third listen, I think I had last night in the car. It was a car listen, and I ended up coming home to what is our new home for the next year anyway. And it was one of those moments you pull in the driveway and the album you were listening to ends. You kind of didn't plan it that way, but it just sort of went that way. You ever had that happen?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat thing. And so the last song in this particular album struck me so hard and so deep. And I thought, well, there's our 0.5. We're just going to talk about this song because it's like one of the best written, Norwegian, we'll call it weird metal songs, post black metal, weird metal songs in a long, long time. And I got really excited about it. So I texted you and I said, I've got a secret. We're going to do a secret 0.5. You're not going to know what it is. And you're like, I love secrets. And then I go, two hints. It's new and it's Norwegian. And then you text me back and you go, Gaul. It didn't stay a secret for more than 20 seconds. I guess you know my listening too well.
Do. I'm always watching and listening.
And listening. You were referencing Gaul's Weird, and you were right. And Gaul's Weird is the band fronted by Gaul. And I think my attention to Gaul's Weird when their first album came out a few years ago was mostly because of him. But what I've learned is that, yes, while he's a big part of this band, now with two full-length albums and an EP behind him, the rest of this band is fucking killer in a lot of different ways. Like they have just such a great chemistry and such a thing that it's no longer for me, even though it's partially a namesake thing, it's no longer for me about Gaul. It is 25%. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, it's kind of when Crosses came back, and
Yeah.
originally it was like for you and I, it was all about Chino, and then like the
Right.
new stuff that they put out was like, oh, wait a minute, like the music is every bit as interesting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a very apt comparison for sure. So it's fun to be excited about Gaul right now, especially with the Trealdom album from last year, in my opinion, being fucking another, probably the one of the best nor weird things since Arcturian 10 years ago. Like that Trealdom album is amazing. It's difficult as fuck. I think the Gaul's Weird stuff, especially the new one, is a little easier to digest. But what I'll say before we jump into just taking apart this song real quick is that this is not an album that gives itself up easily. I think it's impressive as it goes, but it's a compelling as shit album, and it's called Braiding the Stories. It doesn't give itself up until the end. The end is when it explodes. The last two songs are the best. I'll probably think that 20 listens from now. I really think that this is that kind of album where it pulls you in, it pulls you in, it doesn't make it easy. It's compelling all the way through, and then bam, like the payoff is massive. And this is where it ends. There's a song at the very end, the ninth song, called Flowing Starlight.
Thank you.
That's where Flowing Starlight begins. Hunter, thoughts, just real quick, because that's just we're looking at this song in segments.
Ethereal, beautiful, open-hearted.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a little anathema. It's a little bit
Yeah.
some nebulous era Fate's Warning somehow musically.
I could hear that.
I just wanted to introduce that because that's kind of how this begins. Now, we're going to take a listen to the second of four snippets we've extracted from this. I think it's about a 7-minute song. This is more of Flowing Starlight.
Kind of sounds like an encapsulation of radical research.
That's one of the best segments of music I've ever heard. I love how that comes together. I love his vocal. His vocal there, man, it makes me happy, this music here.
Gall making people happy.
You mentioned a kind of brightness or something, some sort of
Yeah,
positive
no, it
flow.
does. It sounds very affirmative, but that snippet, like that breakdown was super interesting and
Yeah.
very, very proggy too.
It's incredibly cosmic. It does remind me a little bit of last year's space metal masterpiece, in my opinion, that Hellspirit Noir album, which kind of was on a similar sonic plane, cosmic plane. It sort of gets there, but there's also a looseness and a kind of laid backness to this where it's just total confidence and they're not
Well,
I
it sounds like a band playing in a room.
It
And
does. Yeah.
it sounds live. It sounds very organic. Yeah.
I think that's why I mentioned the other members, need to be recognized in this band. And this is a 0.5, so we won't go way into this. It's not the idea here. But yeah, people must check them out as well and give them props because while Gall is strong throughout this album, and especially on these last two songs in the album, I think we've already heard that the drummer is pretty special. All the keyboard work is fantastic. The guitar stuff's great. So yeah, anyway. Let's move on with Flowing Starlight and see what happens a little bit next. I think the snippets comprise around 4.5 to 5 minutes of this 7-minute song. So listeners are hearing some of it, certainly not all of it. We would, of course, encourage you all to never, ever, ever snippet it up again. We apologize for that, and we apologize to Gall's Weird.
That actually reminded me of Kevin's antenna.
Oh,
That like sunburst, just euphoric kind of sound.
wow. There it is. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, dude, I think you got it. There was something in there, and I think the last couple listens of it, some other album or band that I, or an era of a particular band that I was trying to think of, and I think that's it. That wash of guitars
Yep, that's it.
and kind of the spaciousness of the wash, and also I think some of the melodic choices and chord choices in there. And of course, the way they're playing, the way they're riffing it, the way they're upstroking and downstroking it—it's it's phenomenal, man. It good one. And you would bring up antenna, of course you would. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's biggest cave-in antenna fan, Hunter Ginn. How you doing tonight, Hunter?
Easily that. If I have one claim in this earth, it's probably to be the world's biggest antenna fan. So
Dude, I love it. And
well, yeah, doing
I
well.
love it. I love antenna. I'm sure the Jupiter show must be coming. That's something we need to do.
How is that not happening?
Yeah, I think you're right. We're getting into the 130s. It'll be there. I'll make note of it. So, yeah, man, are you impressed with this? Because I don't think you've heard this yet, have you?
No, I haven't. And once I correctly guessed it, I intentionally did not listen to it. And I was a really big fan of the first album.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great, but this is quite a bit different.
I think the album does go a different place for them. It's still obviously the same band. There are moments that aren't quite as bright and cosmic, but they're never as difficult as, you know, like the Trail of Them album that came out last year, for instance.
Yeah, the Trelldom album's quite difficult. I love it. Yeah, it's
Sorry.
like, yeah, Dotemsgaard's Umbra Omega. Like, I'm not always in the mood for that.
Or even 666 International by the same band.
That's even tougher, I think.
But the Trellum is difficult in a way that I just need to be ready for it, like those albums. Yeah. And the last time I listened to it, which was a few days ago, kind of getting my gall on,
As one must.
as one must. I went back to that. It was just like, okay, I'm ready for this now. I really think it's good. It's coming from a very, very different place than the previous Trollhättan albums, but it's still, well, it's actually 10 times murkier. But yeah, so this Falling Starlight's incredible. It's on an album that's incredible. We are excited that it's a new Norwegian album that's got a veteran and some amazing players on it. We're going to go out with the final little snippet from it. And absolutely not. Season of Mist is definitely not paying us. This is not paid ad. So hello, Season of Mist. Send us $100.
If you would like to pay us Season of Mist, feel free.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We have supported many of your fine products over the course of this podcast life.
Really kind of have, man. We believe in the bottom strip CD spine, if you know what I mean, people. You know what I'm talking about out there.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I do know what you're talking
No, I'll send Season of Mist the routing numbers in the morning. Get my people on it.
about.
All right, brother. This has been fun. We're going to be talking about Oblivion's first two albums in about 5 minutes, but let's listen to this first. I know we signed off and all, but for those still listening, thank you for listening this far into any of our episodes, even the super short ones. But Hunter, how about
I just said fuck.
that? Yes, you
I
did. Yeah, for
don't
good.
have to. Yeah.
And you don't say that word for anything but good reason, my friend. You
Don't.
know, you don't. You use it when it needs to be used.
Wait, I'm a good Southern boy, man. I don't talk out of turn, except
All
when
right.
Gall really impresses me.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
that's
like
a
Gall. It's like, like I've got a, glass of 20-year-old Pinot Satan.
I'm really interested. I've always been interested in him as an artist, as a musician, as a vocalist, as a personality. And I only get more so. You know what I mean? Once he keeps doing stuff and I keep becoming more intrigued, and it's certainly about the music. I mean, I dig the red wine thing. I dig the stare for 3.5 minutes or whatever the fuck that was.
I think he's a really talented visual artist too. I'm also
Yep.
intrigued by his principles. He seems like a guy that's really committed to his beliefs, and I'm intrigued by his personality and his commitment to live life on his own terms. I'm supportive of, well, I mean, it's, I shouldn't say it, I'm supportive of anybody. I mean, I'd be talking about like Jeffrey Dahmer too, I guess. But within reason, anybody that lives their life on their own terms,
And
I
certainly
really
within
admire.
certain, yeah, agreeable legal bounds, right? Things our founding fathers would have been, yeah, that makes sense. That's cool.
I really genuinely feel like Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin would have appreciated Gall.
Oh yeah, I think they would have shared some red wine, and yes, it would have been interesting. I think they would have, their dress might have been similar too. We don't know. Anyhow, there it is, Flowing Starlight. We'll see you next time.